Oh, Ignatius, Myrna moaned. What has it been like?
Traumatic and dreadful. At the moment, I think they're out somewhere lashing some moderate whom my mother overheard speaking in favor of the United Nations in the grocery this morning. She's been mumbling about the incident all day.
Ignatius belched.
I've been through weeks of terror.
It's so strange to find your mother gone. She used to be around here all the time.
Myrna hung her guitar on a bedpost and stretched across the bed.
This room. We used to have a ball in here, exposing our minds and souls, composing anti-talc manifestos. I guess that fraud is still hanging around that school.
I would imagine so, Ignatius said absently.
He wished that Myrna would get off the bed. Soon her mind would turn to exposing other things. Anyway, they had to get out of the house. He was in the closet, where he was looking for the overnight bag that his mother had bought for him for a disastrous one-day stay at a boys' camp when he was 11. He pawed through a pile of yellow drawers like a dog digging for a bone, throwing the drawers up behind him in an arc.
Perhaps you had better rouse yourself, my little Lily. There are tablets to be collected, notes to be gathered. You might look under the bed.
Myrna swung herself off the damp sheets, saying,
I've tried to describe you to my friends in the group therapy group, working away in this room, sealed off from society. This strange medieval mind in its cloister.
No doubt they were intrigued, Ignatius murmured.
Having found the bag, he was filling it with some socks he found lying on the floor.
Soon they'll be able to see me in the flesh.
Just wait till they hear all that originality pouring out of your head.
Oh-hum, Ignatius yawned. Perhaps my mother has done me a great favor by planning to remarry. Those Oedipal bonds were beginning to overwhelm me.
He threw his yo-yo into the bag.
Apparently, you had safe passage through the South.
I didn't have a moment to really stop along the way. Almost 36 hours of drive, drive, drive.
Myrna was making piles of the Big Chief tablets.
I did stop at a Negro diner last night, but they wouldn't serve me. I think the guitar threw them off.
That must have been it. They took you for some redneck hillbilly singer. I've had some experience with those people. They're rather limited.
I can't believe that I am actually taking you out of this dungeon, this hole.
It is unbelievable, isn't it, to think that I fought your wisdom for years.
We are going to have the most fantastic time in New York, honestly.
I can't wait,
Ignatius said, packing his scarf and cutlass.
The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, the thrill of opening night on Broadway with my favorite music comedy stars. Gab sessions in the village over espresso with challenging contemporary minds.